previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New vehicle sales are at a 10-year high and exports are up nearly 33%. New car sales were up last month to 38,603, an increase of 28% on the same month last year. It's the highest monthly level in 10 years, and it continues a remarkable rebound for the market. In total, according to NAMSA, 54,700 new cars and commercial vehicles were sold last month, up 24.3% on the year before and the best September since 2015. Thus, with 9 months of the year behind us, aggregate sales totaled 436,854, 15.6% up on the same period last year. And despite the Trump tariffs, exports were also up, with 38,722 vehicles moved during the month, 32.9% more than at the same stage last year. And leading the way for the Eastern Cape, Volkswagen Polos, with car exports up 63.7%. Dig a little deeper and we see it's not such good news for Ford, though. It says planned retrenchment at its South African plants can be attributed to lower European orders for its Ranger Bucky and sluggish export volumes for the plug-in hybrid Ranger. Business Day reports that Ford Motor Company Africa exclusively produces the plug-in hybrid for global exports, mainly to Europe. Last month, Ford issued retrenchment notices to 474 workers, mainly at its Silverton plant near Pretoria, but also some at the Stroondale plant in Gqeberha. Recent tax changes in the UK mean that from April of this year, double cab pickups, Buckies, with a payload of 1 ton or more have been classified as passenger cars rather than commercial vehicles, making them more expensive to own, hence the drop in demand. On the markets, there's been some profit-taking on the JSE. The all-share closed last evening down 0.5%, the top 40 down 0.6%. In London, the FTSE down 0.2%. In New York, no let-up. The Dow ended up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, and the Nasdaq up 0.4%, all record closing highs. Tokyo this morning up 1.4%, Hong Kong down 0.9%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar steady at 1.17 to the euro, the rand also easing slightly, 17.31 to the dollar, 20.30 to the euro, 23.27 to sterling. Gold also off its record highs, now 3,839. Platinum, 1561. Bitcoin moving up, 114,000 on Monday morning, now just over 120,400. And Brent crude oil, quite a lot easier, to just under $64.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.